Chapter 78. Oxygen sensors. Oxygen sensors. Purpose and function. Automotive computer systems use a sensor in the exhaust system to measure the oxygen content of the exhaust. These sensors are called oxygen sensors. The oxygen sensor is installed in the exhaust manifold or located downstream from the manifold in the exhaust pipe. See Figure 78-1. The oxygen sensor is directly in the path of the exhaust gas stream where it monitors oxygen levels in both the exhaust stream and the ambient air. A zirconia oxygen sensor is made of zirconium dioxide, an electrically conductive material capable of generating a small voltage in the presence of oxygen. Narrow band. A conventional zirconia oxygen sensor is only able to detect if the exhaust is richer or leaner than 14.7 to 1. A conventional oxygen sensor is therefore referred to as the following. A two-step sensor, which is either rich or lean. And a narrowband sensor, which informs the PCM whether the exhaust is rich or lean only. The voltage value where a zirconia oxygen sensor switches from rich to lean or from lean to rich is 0.45 volts. Above 0.45 volts is rich. And below 0.45 volts is lean. See Figure 78-2. Construction. A typical zirconia oxygen sensor has the sensing element in the shape of a thimble, therefore, it is often referred to as one of the following. Thimble design, cup design, and finger design. See Figure 78-3. A typical zirconia oxygen sensor has a heater inside the thimble and does not touch the inside of the sensor. The sensor is similar to a battery that has two electrodes and an electrolyte. The electrolyte is solid and is the zirconia, or zirconium dioxide. There are also two porous platinum electrodes, which have the following functions. Number 1. Exhaust side electrode is exposed to the exhaust stream. Number 2. Ambient side electrode is exposed to outside, ambient, air and is the signal electrode, also called the reference electrode. See Figure 78-4. The electrolyte, zirconia, is able to conduct electrons as follows. Number 3. If the exhaust is rich, O2 from the reference, or inner electrode wants to flow to the exhaust side electrode, which results in the generation of a voltage. And number 4. If the exhaust is lean, O2 flow is not needed. As a result, there is little if any electron movement and, therefore, no voltage is produced. Refer to Figure 78-1. Many oxygen sensors are located in the exhaust manifold near its outlet so that the sensor can detect the air-fuel mixture in the exhaust stream for all cylinders that feed into the manifold. Refer to Figure 78-2. Figure A. When the exhaust is lean, the output of a zirconia oxygen sensor is below 450 millivolts. Figure B. When the exhaust is rich, the output of a zirconia oxygen sensor is above 450 millivolts. Refer to Figure 78-3. Most conventional zirconia oxygen sensors and some wideband oxygen sensors use the cup, or finger, type of design. Operation. Exhaust from the engine passes through the end of the sensor where the gases contact the outer side of the thimble. Atmospheric air enters through the other end of the sensor or through the wire of the sensor and contacts the inner side of the thimble. The inner and outer surfaces of the thimble are plated with platinum. The inner surface becomes a negative electrode and the outer surface is a positive electrode. The atmosphere contains a relatively constant 21% oxygen. Exhaust gases created by burning a rich air-fuel mixture contain little oxygen. Exhaust gases from burning a lean air-fuel mixture contain more oxygen. Negatively charged oxygen ions are drawn to the thimble where they collect on both the inner and outer surfaces. Because the oxygen present in the atmosphere exceeds that in the exhaust gases, the air side of the thimble draws more negative oxygen ions than the exhaust side. The difference between the two sides creates an electrical potential, or voltage. When the concentration of oxygen on the exhaust side of the thimble is low, a high voltage, 0.60 to 1.0 volts, is generated between the electrodes. As the oxygen concentration on the exhaust side increases, the voltage generated drops low, 0.0 to 0.3 volts. An O2 sensor does not send a voltage signal until its tip reaches a temperature of about 572 degrees Fahrenheit, or 300 degrees Celsius. Also, oxygen sensors provide their fastest response to mixture changes at about 1472 degrees Fahrenheit, or 800 degrees Celsius. When the engine starts and the O2 sensor is cold, the PCM operates the engine in the open loop mode, drawing on pre-recorded data in the PROM for fuel control on a cold engine, or when O2 sensor output is not within certain limits. If the exhaust contains very little oxygen, the PCM assumes that the intake charge is rich, or too much fuel, and reduces fuel delivery. However, when the oxygen level is high, the PCM assumes that the intake charge is lean, or not enough fuel, and increases fuel delivery. See Figure 78-5. There are several different designs of oxygen sensors, including Number 1. One-wire oxygen sensor. The single wire of the one-wire oxygen sensor is the O2 sensor signal wire. The ground for the O2 sensor is through the shell and threads of the sensor and through the exhaust manifold. Number 2. Two-wire oxygen sensor. The two-wire sensor has a signal wire and a ground wire for the O2 sensor. Number 3. Three-wire oxygen sensor. The three-wire sensor design uses an electric resistance heater to help get the O2 sensor up to temperature more quickly and to help keep the sensor at operating temperature even at idle speeds. The three wires include the O2 sensor signal, the power, and ground for the heater. Number 4. Four-wire oxygen sensor. The four-wire sensor is a heated O2 sensor, HO2 sensor, that uses an O2 sensor signal wire and signal ground. The other two wires are the power and ground for the heater. Refer to Figure 78-4. A typical heated zirconia oxygen sensor, showing the sensor signal circuit that uses the outer, exhaust, electrode as the negative and the ambient air side electrode as the positive. Refer to Figure 78-5. The oxygen sensor provides a quick response at the stoichiometric air-fuel ratio of 14.7 to 1. Frequently asked question. What happens to the bias voltage? Some vehicle manufacturers, such as General Motors Corporation, have the PCM apply 450 millivolts to the O2 sensor signal wire. This voltage is called the bias voltage and represents the threshold voltage for the transition from rich to lean. This bias voltage is displayed on a scan tool when the ignition switch is turned on with the engine off. When the engine is started, the O2 sensor becomes warm enough to produce a usable voltage, and bias voltage disappears as the O2 sensor responds to a rich and lean mixture. What happens to the bias voltage that the PCM applies to the O2 sensor? The voltage from the O2 sensor simply overcomes the very weak voltage signal from the PCM. This bias voltage is so weak that even a 20 megohm impedance DMM affects the strength enough to cause the voltage to drop to 426 millivolts. Other meters with only 10 megohms of impedance cause the bias voltage to read less than 400 millivolts. Therefore, even though the O2 sensor voltage is relatively low powered, it is more than strong enough to override the very weak bias voltage the PCM sends to the O2 sensor. Case study: the Chevrolet pickup truck story. The owner of a Chevrolet pickup truck complained that the engine ran terribly. It would hesitate and surge, yet there were no diagnostic trouble codes. After hours of troubleshooting, the technician discovered, while talking to the owner, that the problem started after the transmission had been repaired. However, the transmission shop said that the problem was an engine problem and not related to the transmission. A thorough visual inspection revealed that the front and rear oxygen sensor connectors had been switched. The PCM was trying to compensate for an air-fuel mixture condition that did not exist. Reversing the O2 sensor connectors restored proper operation of the truck. The summary. The complaint: vehicle owner complained that the pickup truck ran terribly. The cause: during a previous repair, the upstream and downstream oxygen sensor connectors were reversed. The correction: the connectors were moved to their correct locations, which restored proper engine operation. Heater circuits. The heater circuit on conventional oxygen sensors requires 0.8 to 2.0 amperes and keeps the sensor at about 600 degrees Fahrenheit, or 315 degrees Celsius. A wideband oxygen sensor operates at a higher temperature than a conventional HO2 sensor, from 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit to 1,400 degrees Fahrenheit, or 650 degrees Celsius to 760 degrees Celsius. The amount of electrical current needed for a wideband oxygen sensor is about 8 to 10 amperes. Titania oxygen sensor. The titania, or titanium dioxide, oxygen sensor does not produce a voltage, but rather changes resistance due to the presence of oxygen in the exhaust. All titania oxygen sensors use a four-terminal variable resistance unit with a heating element. A titania sensor samples exhaust air only and uses a reference voltage from the PCM. Titania oxide oxygen sensors use a 14mm thread and are not interchangeable with zirconia oxygen sensors, which use an 18mm thread. 1 volt is applied to the sensor, the changing resistance of the titania oxygen sensor changes the voltage of the sensor circuit. As with a zirconia oxygen sensor, the voltage signal is above 450 millivolts when the exhaust is rich and low, below 450 millivolts when the exhaust is lean. Case study. The oxygen sensor is lying to you. A technician was trying to solve a drivability problem with an older V6 passenger car. The car idled roughly, hesitated, and accelerated poorly. A thorough visual inspection did not indicate problems and there were no diagnostic trouble codes stored. The technician checked the oxygen sensor activity using a DMM. The voltage stayed above 600 millivolts most of the time. If the technician removed a large vacuum hose, the oxygen sensor voltage would temporarily drop to below 450 millivolts and then return to a reading of over 600 millivolts. Remember, high O2 sensor readings equals rich exhaust, or low O2 content in the exhaust. And low O2 sensor readings equals lean exhaust, or high O2 content in the exhaust. As part of a thorough visual inspection, the technician removed and inspected the spark plugs. All the spark plugs were white, indicating a lean mixture, not the rich mixture that the oxygen sensor was indicating. The high O2 sensor reading signaled the PCM to reduce the amount of fuel, resulting in an excessively lean operation. After replacing the oxygen sensor, the engine ran great. But what killed the oxygen sensor? The technician finally learned from the owner that the head gasket had been replaced over a year ago. The silicate and phosphate additives in the antifreeze coolant had coated the oxygen sensor. Because the oxygen sensor was coated, the oxygen content of the exhaust could not be detected, resulting in a false rich signal from the oxygen sensor. The summary. The complaint: vehicle owner complained that the car equipped with a V6 engine ran terribly. The cause: the oxygen sensor was contaminated by the additives in the coolant, caused by a previously repaired head gasket failure. The correction: replacing the oxygen sensors restored proper engine operation. Frequently asked question: where is HO2 sensor 1? Oxygen sensors are numbered according to their location in the engine. On a V-type engine, heated oxygen sensor number 1, HO2 sensor 1, is located in the exhaust system, upstream of the catalytic converter, on the side of the engine where cylinder 1 is located. See figure 78-6. PCM uses of the oxygen sensor. Fuel control. The amount of fuel delivered to an engine is determined by the powertrain control module, abbreviated PCM, based on inputs from the engine coolant temperature, abbreviated ECT, throttle position, abbreviated TP, sensor, and others until the oxygen sensor is capable of supplying a usable signal. When the PCM alone is determining the amount of fuel needed, it is called open loop operation. As soon as the oxygen sensor is capable of supplying rich and lean signals, PCM adjustments can be made to fine-tune the correct air-fuel mixture. This checking and adjusting of the PCM is called closed-loop operation. The upstream oxygen sensors are among the high-authority sensors used for fuel control while operating in closed-loop. Before the oxygen sensors are hot enough to give accurate exhaust oxygen information to the PCM, fuel control is determined by other sensors and the anticipated injector pulse width determined by those sensors. After the control system achieves closed-loop status, the oxygen sensor provides feedback to actual exhaust gas oxygen content. Fuel trim. The fuel trim numbers are determined from the signals by the oxygen sensors. If the engine has been operating too lean, short-term and long-term fuel time programming inside the PCM can cause an increase in the commanded injector pulse width to bring the air-fuel mixture back into the proper range. Fuel trim can be negative, subtracting fuel, or positive, adding fuel. Oxygen sensor diagnosis. PCM system tests. The oxygen sensors are used for diagnosis of other systems and components. For example, the exhaust gas recirculation, abbreviated EGR, system is tested by the PCM by commanding the EGR valve to open during the test. Some PCMs determine whether enough exhaust gas flows into the engine by looking at the oxygen sensor response, fuel trim numbers. The upstream and downstream oxygen sensors are also used to determine the efficiency of the catalytic converter. Therefore, if a fault occurs with an oxygen sensor, the PCM may not be able to test other systems. See figure 78-7. Case study. The missing Ford. A Ford was being analyzed for poor engine operation. The engine ran perfectly during the following conditions. Number 1. Engine cold or operating in open loop. Number 2. Engine at idle. And Number 3. engine operating at or near wide open throttle. After hours of troubleshooting, the technician determined the cause to be a poor ground connection for the oxygen sensor. The engine ran okay during times when the PCM ignored the oxygen sensor. Unfortunately, the service technician did not have a definite plan during the diagnostic process and as a result checked and replaced many unnecessary parts. An oxygen sensor test early in the diagnostic procedure would have indicated that the oxygen sensor signal was not correct. The poor ground caused the oxygen sensor voltage level to be too high, indicating to the PCM that the mixture was too rich. The PCM then subtracted fuel, which caused the engine to miss and run roughly as the result of the now too lean air-fuel mixture. Summary. The complaint: vehicle owner complained of poor engine operation except at idle and at wide open throttle conditions. The cause: a poor ground connection for the oxygen sensor caused the O2 sensor to read incorrectly. The correction: the ground connection was cleaned and this restored proper engine operation under all operating conditions. Refer to Figure 78-7. The OBD2 catalytic converter monitor compares the signals of the upstream and downstream oxygen sensor to determine converter efficiency. Visual inspection. Whenever an oxygen sensor is replaced, the old sensor should be carefully inspected to help determine the cause of the failure. This is an important step because if the cause of the failure is not discovered, it could lead to another sensor failure. Inspection may reveal the following. Number 1. Black sooty deposits usually indicate a rich air-fuel mixture. Number 2. White chalky deposits are characteristic of silica contamination. Usual causes for this type of sensor failure include silica deposits in the fuel or a technician having used the wrong type of silicone sealant during the servicing of the engine. Number 3. White sandy or gritty deposits are characteristic of antifreeze, or ethylene glycol, contamination. A defective cylinder head or intake manifold gasket could be the cause, or a cracked cylinder head or engine block. Antifreeze may also cause the oxygen sensor to become green as a result of the dye used in antifreeze. Number 4. Dark brown deposits indicate excessive oil consumption. Possible causes include a defective positive crankcase ventilation, or PCV, system or a mechanical engine problem, such as defective valve stem seals or piston rings. Refer to Figure 78-8. Testing an oxygen sensor using a DMM set on DC volts. With the engine operating in closed loop, the oxygen voltage should read over 800 millivolts and lower than 200 millivolts and be constantly fluctuating. Tech tip: do not solder oxygen sensor wires. Oxygen sensors must have outside oxygen to compare with the oxygen content in the exhaust. Most oxygen sensors breathe through the signal wire and, if soldered, blocks the flow of outside air to the sensor. If a replacement oxygen sensor is used, always use the factory replacement, using the original connectors or a crimp and seal connector that seals out any moisture and still allows air to flow through the connector. Digital voltmeter testing. The oxygen sensor can be checked for proper operation using a digital high impedance voltmeter. Number 1. With the engine off, connect the red lead of the meter to the oxygen sensor signal wire and the black meter lead to a good engine ground. See Figure 78-8. And Number 2. Start the engine and allow it to reach closed loop operation. Number 3. In closed loop operation, the oxygen sensor voltage should be constantly changing as the fuel mixture is being controlled. The results should be interpreted as follows. Number 1. If the oxygen sensor fails to respond, and its voltage remains at about 450 millivolts, the sensor may be defective and require replacement. Before replacing the oxygen sensor, check the manufacturer's recommended procedures. Number 2. If the oxygen sensor reads high all the time, above 550 millivolts, the fuel system could be supplying too rich a fuel mixture or the oxygen sensor may be contaminated. An oxygen sensor reading that is high could be due to other things besides a rich air-fuel mixture. When the O2 sensor reads high as a result of other factors besides a rich mixture, it is often called a false rich indication. False rich indications, or high O2 sensor readings, can be attributed to the following. Number 1. Contaminated O2 sensor due to additives in the engine coolant or due to silicon poisoning. Number 2. A stuck open EGR valve, especially at idle. Number 3. A spark plug wire too close to the oxygen sensor signal wire, which can induce a higher than normal voltage in the signal wire, thereby indicating to the PCM a false rich condition. Number 4. A loose oxygen sensor ground connection, which can cause a higher than normal voltage and a false rich signal. Number 5. A break or contamination of the wiring and its connectors, which could prevent reference oxygen from reaching the oxygen sensor, resulting in a false rich indication. All oxygen sensors require an oxygen supply inside the sensor itself for reference to be able to sense exhaust gas oxygen. Number 6. If the oxygen sensor voltage remains low, below 350 millivolts, the oxygen sensor itself could be bad or the fuel system could be supplying too lean a fuel mixture. Check for a vacuum leak or partially clogged fuel injectors. Before replacing the oxygen sensor, check the manufacturer's recommended procedures. If an oxygen sensor reads low as a result of a factor besides a lean mixture, it is often called a false lean indication. False lean indications, low O2 sensor readings, can be attributed to the following. Number 1. Ignition misfires. An ignition misfire due to a defective spark plug wire, fouled spark plug, and so forth, causes no burned air and fuel to be exhausted past the O2 sensor. The O2 sensor sees the oxygen, not the unburned gasoline, and the O2 sensor voltage is low. Number 2. Exhaust leak in front of the O2 sensor. An exhaust leak between the engine and the oxygen sensor causes outside oxygen to be drawn into the exhaust and past the O2 sensor. This oxygen is read by the O2 sensor and produces a lower than normal voltage. The PCM interprets the lower than normal voltage signal from the O2 sensor as meaning that the air-fuel mixture is lean. The PCM causes the fuel system to deliver a richer air-fuel mixture. Number 3. Spark plug misfire. The PCM does not know that the extra oxygen going past the oxygen sensor is not due to a lean air-fuel mixture. The PCM commands a richer mixture, which could cause the spark plugs to foul, increasing the rate of misfiring. Frequently asked question. Why does the oxygen sensor voltage read 5 volts on many Chrysler vehicles? Many Chrysler vehicles apply a 5-volt reference to the signal wire of the oxygen sensor. The purpose of this voltage is to allow the PCM to detect if the oxygen sensor signal circuit is open or grounded. If the voltage on the signal wire is 4.5 volts or more, the PCM assumes that the sensor is open. If the voltage on the signal wire is 0, the PCM assumes that the sensor is shorted to ground. If either condition exists, the PCM can set a diagnostic trouble code. Tech tip. The key on, engine off oxygen sensor test. This test works on General Motors vehicles and may work on others if the PCM applies a bias voltage to the oxygen sensors. Zirconia oxygen sensors become more electrically conductive as they get hot. To perform this test, be sure that the vehicle has not run for several hours. Step 1. Connect a scan tool and get the display ready to show oxygen sensor data. Step 2. Key the engine on without starting the engine. The heater in the oxygen sensor starts heating the sensor. Step 3. Observe the voltage of the oxygen sensor. The applied BIOS voltage of 450 millivolts should slowly decrease for all oxygen sensors as they become more electrically conductive as the BIOS voltage is flowing to ground. Step 4. A good oxygen sensor should indicate a voltage of less than 100 millivolts after 3 minutes. Any sensor that displays a higher than usual voltage or seems to stay higher longer than the others could be defective or skewed high. Refer to Figure 78-9. Using a digital multimeter to test an oxygen sensor using the min-max record function of the meter. Minute-max testing. A digital meter set on DC volts can be used to record the minimum and maximum voltage with the engine running. A good oxygen sensor should be able to produce a value of less than 300 millivolts and a maximum voltage above 800 millivolts. See Figure 78-9. Replace any oxygen sensor that fails to go above 700 millivolts, or lower than 300 millivolts. See Chart 78-1. Scan tool testing. A good oxygen sensor should sense the oxygen content and change voltage outputs rapidly. How fast an oxygen sensor switches from high, above 450 millivolts, to low, below 350 millivolts, is measured as frequency, or the number of times the voltage switches per second. Note, on a fuel-injected engine at 2000 engine RPM, 1 to 5 Hz, or 1 to 5 switches per second, is normal. Using a scan tool, observe the oxygen sensor voltages with the engine running at 2000 RPM. Look for numbers higher than 800 millivolts and lower than 200 millivolts. If the frequency of switching is low, the oxygen sensor may be contaminated, or the fuel delivery system is delivering a constant rich or lean air-fuel mixture. If the frequency of switching is higher than 5 Hz, look for misfire conditions. Number 1. Connect the scan tool and start the engine. Number 2. Operate the engine at a fast idle, 2500 RPM, for 2 minutes to allow time for the oxygen sensor to warm to operating temperature. Number 3. Observe the oxygen sensor activity on the scan tool to verify closed loop operation. Select the snapshot mode, hold the engine speed steady, and start recording. 4. Playback snapshot and place a mark beside each range of oxygen sensor voltage for each frame of the snapshot. A good oxygen sensor and PCM should result in the most snapshot values at both ends, 0 to 300 millivolts and 600 to 1000 millivolts. If most of the readings are in the middle, the oxygen sensor is not working correctly. Refer to chart 78-1. The test results of using a digital meter set to read minimum and maximum values while testing a narrow band oxygen sensor. Check for an exhaust leak upstream from the O2 sensor, or ignition misfire that can cause a false lean indication before further diagnosis. Refer to figure 78-10. Connecting a handheld digital storage oscilloscope to an oxygen sensor signal wire. Check the instructions for the scope, as some require the use of a filter to be installed in the test lead to reduce electromagnetic interference that can affect the oxygen sensor waveform. Scope testing. A scope can also be used to test an oxygen sensor. Connect the scope to the signal wire and ground for the sensor, if it is so equipped. See figure 78-10. With the engine operating in closed loop, the voltage signal of the sensor should be constantly changing. See figure 78-11. Check for rapid switching from rich to lean and lean to rich, and change between once every 2 seconds and 5 times per second, 0.5 to 5.0 Hz. Note: General Motors warns not to base the diagnosis of an oxygen sensor problem solely on its scope pattern. The varying voltage output of an oxygen sensor can easily be mistaken for a fault in the sensor itself, rather than a fault in the fuel delivery system. Post-catalytic converter oxygen sensor testing. The oxygen sensor located behind the catalytic converter is used on OBD2 vehicles to monitor converter efficiency. A changing air fuel mixture is required for the most efficient operation of the converter. If the converter is working correctly, the oxygen content after the converter should be fairly constant. See figure 78-12. The post-catalytic converter oxygen sensor also is used to modify the amount of fuel delivered to the engine to allow the converter to work efficiently. If, for example, the rear oxygen sensor voltage stayed high, the PCM tries to increase the amount of oxygen entering the converter by leaning the air-fuel mixture to the engine. This process is often called the target upstream fuel trim. Therefore, instead of the PCM commanding a target air-fuel mixture of 14.7 to 1, the new target may specify an air-fuel ratio of 14.9 to 1, or slightly leaner than normal, to help provide a little extra oxygen for use by the catalytic converter. This target air-fuel ratio or fuel trim is displayed on scan tools. Tech tip: the propane oxygen sensor test. Adding propane to the air inlet of a running engine is an excellent way to check if the oxygen sensor is able to react to changes in air-fuel mixture. Follow these steps in performing the propane trick. Number 1. Connect a digital storage oscilloscope to the oxygen sensor signal wire. Number 2. Start and operate the engine until it reaches operating temperature and is in closed-loop fuel control. Number 3. While watching the scope display, add some propane to the air inlet. The scope display should read full rich, or, over 800 millivolts. Number 4. Shut off the propane. The waveform should drop to less than 200 millivolts. Number 5. Quickly add some propane while the oxygen sensor is reading low and watch for a rapid transition to rich. The transition should occur in less than 100 milliseconds. Refer to figure 78-11. The waveform of a good oxygen sensor as displayed on a digital storage oscilloscope. Note that the maximum reading is above 800 millivolts and the minimum reading is less than 200 millivolts. Frequently asked question: how could using silicon sealer on a valve cover gasket affect the oxygen sensor? The wrong type of silicon room temperature vulcanization, abbreviated RTV, sealer on a valve cover gasket gives off harmful silica fumes during the curing process. These fumes enter the crankcase area by way of the oil drain back holes in the cylinder head, as well as through pushrod openings and other passages in the engine. During engine operation, these fumes are drawn into the intake manifold through the positive crankcase ventilation system and are burned in the engine. The harmful silica then exits through the exhaust system, where the contamination affects the oxygen sensor. Note: be careful not to spray any silicone lubricant near the engine vacuum, which might draw the fumes into the engine and cause silica damage to the oxygen sensor. Wideband oxygen sensors. Terminology: Wideband oxygen sensors have been used since 1992 on some Hondas. Today, they are used by most vehicle manufacturers to ensure that the exhaust emissions can meet the current standard. Wideband oxygen sensors have various names, depending on the vehicle and/or oxygen sensor manufacturer, including wideband oxygen sensor, broadband oxygen sensor, wide-range oxygen sensor, air-fuel ratio sensor, wide-range air-fuel sensor, lean air-fuel sensor, and air-fuel sensor. Wideband oxygen sensors are also manufactured in dual-cell and single-cell designs. Introduction. A conventional zirconia oxygen sensor reacts to an air-fuel mixture that is either richer or leaner than 14.7 to 1. This means that the sensor cannot be used to detect the exact air-fuel mixture. See Figure 78-13. The need for more stringent exhaust emission standards, such as the National Low Emission Vehicle, plus the Ultra Low Emission Vehicle and the Super Ultra Low Emission Vehicle, require more accurate fuel control than can be provided by a traditional oxygen sensor. Purpose and function. A wideband oxygen sensor is capable of supplying air-fuel ratio information to the PCM over a much broader range. Compared with a conventional zirconia oxygen sensor, the wideband oxygen sensor has the following features. Number 1. The ability to detect exhaust air-fuel ratio from as rich as 10 to 1 to as lean as 23 to 1 in some cases. And Number 2. Cold start activity within as little as 10 seconds. Refer to Figure 78-12. The post-catalytic converter oxygen sensor should display very little activity if the catalytic converter is efficient. Refer to Figure 78-13. A conventional zirconia oxygen sensor can only reset to exhaust mixtures that are richer or leaner than 14.7 to 1, lambda 1.00. Refer to Figure 78-14. A planar design zirconia oxygen sensor places all of the elements together, which allows the sensor to reach operating temperature quickly. Planar design. In 1998, Bosch introduced a wideband oxygen sensor that is flat and thin, 1.5 mm, or 0.006 inch, known as a planar design, and not in the shape of a thimble, as previously constructed. Now several manufacturers produce a similar planar design wideband oxygen sensor. Its thin design makes it easier to heat than older styles of oxygen sensors and, as a result, it can achieve closed loop in less than 10 seconds. This fast heating, called light-off time, helps improve fuel economy and reduces cold start exhaust emissions. The type of construction is not noticed by the technician, nor does it affect the testing procedures. A conventional oxygen sensor can also be constructed using a planar design instead of the thimble type design. A planar design has the following features. Number 1. The elements, including the zirconia electrolyte and the two electrodes and heater, are stacked together in a flat type design. Number 2. It allows faster warm-up because the heater is in direct contact with the other elements. Number 3. Planar oxygen sensors are the most commonly used. Some planar designs are used as a conventional narrowband oxygen sensor. The sandwich-type designs of the planar style of oxygen sensor have the same elements and operate the same, but are stacked in the following way from the exhaust side to the ambient air side. Exhaust stream. Outer electrode. Zirconia, electrolyte. Inner electrode, reference or signal. Outside, ambient, and air heater. See Figure 78-14. Another name for a conventional oxygen sensor is a Nernst cell, named for Walter Nernst, a German physicist known for his work in electrochemistry. Refer to Figure 78-15. The reference electrodes are shared by the Nernst cell and the pump cell. Frequently asked question. How quickly can a wideband oxygen sensor achieve closed loop? In a Toyota Highlander hybrid electric vehicle, the operation of the gasoline engine is delayed for a short time when the vehicle is first driven. During this time of electric operation, the oxygen sensor heaters are turned on in readiness for the gasoline engine starting. The gasoline engine often achieves closed-loop operation during cranking because the oxygen sensors are fully warm and ready to go at the same time the engine is started. Having the gasoline engine achieve closed-loop quickly allows it to meet the stringent SULEV standards. Dual-cell planar wideband sensor operation. Construction. In a conventional zirconia oxygen sensor, a bias or reference voltage can be applied to the two platinum electrodes, and then oxygen ions can be forced, or pumped, from the ambient reference air side to the exhaust side of the sensor. If the polarity is reversed, the oxygen ion can be forced to travel in the opposite direction. A dual cell, planar type, Wideband oxygen sensor is made like a conventional planar O2 sensor, or Nernst cell. Above the Nernst cell is another zirconia layer with two electrodes, called the pump cell. The two cells share a common ground, called the reference. There are two internal chambers. The air reference chamber is exposed to ambient air. And the diffusion chamber is exposed to the exhaust gases. Platinum electrodes are on both sides of the zirconia electrolyte elements, which separate the air reference chamber and the exhaust-exposed diffusion chamber. Operation. The basic principle of operation of a typical wideband oxygen sensor is that it uses a positive or negative voltage signal to keep a balance between two sensors. Oxygen sensors do not measure the quantity of free oxygen in the exhaust. Instead, oxygen sensors produce a voltage that is based on the ion flow between the platinum electrodes of the sensor to maintain a stoichiometric balance. For example, if there is a lean exhaust, there is oxygen in the exhaust and the ion flow from the ambient side to the exhaust side is low. If there is rich exhaust, the ion flow is increased to help maintain balance between the ambient air side and the exhaust side of the sensor. The PCM can apply a small current to the pump cell electrodes, which causes oxygen ions through the zirconia into or out of the diffusion chamber. The PCM pumps O2 ions in and out of the diffusion chamber to bring the voltage back to 0.45 V, using the pump cell. The operation of a wideband oxygen sensor is best described by looking at what occurs when the exhaust is stoichiometric, rich, and lean. See Figure 78-15. Stoichiometric. When the exhaust is at stoichiometric, 14.7 to 1 air-fuel ratio, the voltage of the Nernst cell is 450 millivolts, 0.45 V. The voltage between the diffusion chamber and the air reference chamber changes from 0.45 V. This voltage is higher if the exhaust is rich, lower if the exhaust is lean. The reference voltage remains constant, usually at 2.5 V, but can vary depending on the year, make, and model of vehicle and the type of sensor. Typical reference voltages include 2.2 volts, 2.5 volts, 2.7 volts, 3.3 volts, and 3.6 volts. Rich exhaust. When the exhaust is rich, the voltage between the common, reference, electrode and the Nernst cell electrode that is exposed to ambient air is higher than 0.45 volt. The PCM applies a negative current in milliamperes to the pump cell electrode to bring the circuit back into balance. See Figure 78-16. Lean exhaust. When the exhaust is lean, the voltage between the common, reference, electrode and the Nernst cell electrode is lower than 0.45 volt. The PCM applies a positive current in milliamperes to the pump cell to bring the circuit back into balance. See Figure 78-17. Refer to Figure 78-16. When the exhaust is rich, the PCM applies a negative current into the pump cell. Refer to Figure 78-17. When the exhaust is lean, the PCM applies a positive current into the pump cell. Dual cell diagnosis. Scan tool diagnosis. Most service information specifies that a scan tool be used to check the wideband oxygen sensor, because the PCM performs tests of the unit and can identify faults. However, even wideband oxygen sensors can be fooled if there's an exhaust manifold leak or other fault that could lead to false or inaccurate readings. If the oxygen sensor reading is false, the PCM commands an incorrect amount of fuel. The scan data shown on a generic, global, OBD2 scan tool is often different than the reading on the factory scan tool. See Chart 78-2. For an example of a Toyota wideband oxygen sensor being tested using a factory scan tool and a generic OBD2 scan tool. Refer to Chart 78-2. A comparison showing what a factory scan tool and a generic OBD2 scan tool might display at various air-fuel ratios. Scan tool data. The following information is displayed as a scan tool when looking at data for a wideband oxygen sensor. If the current is positive, this means that the PCM is pumping current in the diffusion gap due to a rich exhaust. If the current is negative, the PCM is pumping current out of the diffusion gap due to a lean exhaust. Usually expressed in lambda. 1 means that the exhaust is at stoichiometric, 14.7 to 1 air-fuel ratio, and numbers higher than 1 indicate a lean exhaust, while numbers lower than 1 indicate a rich exhaust. Digital meter testing. When testing a wideband oxygen sensor for proper operation, perform the following steps. Step 1. Check service information and determine the circuit and connector terminal identification. Step 2. Measure the calibration resistor. While the value of this resistor can vary widely depending on the type of sensor, the calibrating resistor should still be checked for opens and shorts. Note, the calibration resistor is usually located within the connector itself. If open, the ohmmeter reads OL, or infinity ohms. If shorted, the ohmmeter reads zero or close to zero. Step 3. Measure the heater circuit for proper resistance or current flow. Step 4. Measure the reference voltage relative to ground. This can vary, but is generally 2.4 to 2.6 volts. Step 5. Using jumper wires, connect an ammeter and measure the current in the pump cell control wire. Rich exhaust. When the exhaust is rich, or lambda less than 1.00, the Nernst cell voltage moves higher than 0.45 volts. The PCM pumps oxygen from the exhaust into the diffusion gap by applying a negative voltage to the pump cell. Lean exhaust. When the exhaust is lean, lambda higher than 1.00, the Nernst cell voltage moves lower than 0.45 volts. The PCM pumps oxygen out of the diffusion gap by applying a positive voltage to the pump cell. Pump cell is used to pump oxygen into the diffusion gap when the exhaust is rich. The pump cell applies a negative voltage to do this. Positive current equals lean exhaust, negative current equals rich exhaust. See figure 78-18. Single cell wideband oxygen sensors. Construction. A typical single cell wideband oxygen sensor looks similar to a conventional four-wire zirconia oxygen sensor. The typical single cell wideband oxygen sensor, usually called an air-fuel ratio sensor, has the following construction features. It can be made using the cup or planar design. Oxygen is pumped into the diffusion layer similar to the operation of a dual cell wideband oxygen sensor. See figure 78-19. Current flow reverses positive and negative. There are two cell wires and two heater wires, power and ground. The heater usually requires 6 amperes and the ground side is pulse width modulated. Milliammeter testing. The PCM controls the single cell wideband oxygen sensor by maintaining a voltage difference of 300 millivolts between the two sensor leads. The PCM keeps the voltage difference constant under all operating conditions by increasing or decreasing current between the element of the cell. 0 milliamperes represents lambda or stoichiometric air-fuel ratio of 14.7 to 1. Plus 10 milliamperes indicates a lean condition. And minus 10 milliamperes indicates a rich condition. Scan tool testing. A scan tool displays a voltage reading, but can vary depending on the type and maker of scan tool. See figure 78-20. Wideband oxygen pattern failures. Wideband oxygen sensors have a long life, but they can fail. Most of the failures cause ADTC to set, usually causing the malfunction indicator, or check engine, lamp to light. However, one type of failure may not set ADTC, such as when the following occurs. Number 1. Voltage from the heater circuit bleeds into the Nernst cell. Number 2. This voltage causes the engine to operate extremely lean and may or may not set a diagnostic trouble code. And number 3. When testing indicates an extremely lean condition, unplug the connector to the oxygen sensor. If the engine starts to operate correctly with the sensor unplugged, this is confirmation that the wideband oxygen sensor has failed and requires replacement. Refer to figure 78-18. Testing a dual-cell, wideband oxygen sensor can be done using a voltmeter or a scope. The meter reading is attached to the Nernst cell and should read stoichiometric, 450 millivolts, at all times. The scope is showing activity to the pump cell with commands from the PCM to keep the Nernst cell at 14.7 to 1 air-fuel ratio. Figure 78-19. A single-cell, wideband oxygen sensor has four wires with two for the heater and two for the sensor itself. The voltage applied to the sensor is 0.4 volts across the two leads of the sensor. Refer to figure 78-20. A scan tool can display various voltages, but often shows 3.3 V because the PCM is controlling the sensor through applying a low current to the sensor to achieve balance. Oxygen sensor related diagnostic trouble codes. Diagnostic trouble codes associated with the oxygen sensor include the following. Refer to chart on page 917. Review questions. Question 1. How does an oxygen sensor detect oxygen levels in the exhaust? Question 2. What is the difference between open loop and closed loop? Engine operation? Question 3. What are three ways oxygen sensors can be tested? Question 4. How can the oxygen sensor be fooled and provide the wrong information to the PCM? Question 5. What is the purpose of a wideband oxygen sensor? Chapter quiz. Question 1. The voltage output of a zirconia oxygen sensor when the exhaust stream is lean, or excess oxygen, is A. relatively high, or close to 1 volt. B. about in the middle of the voltage range. C. relatively low, or close to 0 volt. D. either A or B, depending on atmospheric pressure. Question 2. A high O2 sensor voltage could be due to A. rich exhaust. B. lean exhaust. C. defective spark plug wire. D. both A and C. Question 3. A low O2S voltage could be due to A. rich exhaust. B. lean exhaust. C. defective spark plug wire. D. both B and C. Question 4. An oxygen sensor is being tested with a digital multimeter, using the min-max function. The readings are, minimum equals 78 millivolts, maximum equals 932 millivolts, average equals 442 millivolts. Technician A says that the engine is operating correctly. Technician B says that the oxygen sensor is skewed too rich. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 5. An oxygen sensor is being tested using a digital storage oscilloscope. A good oxygen sensor should display how many transitions, or switches, per second? A. 1 to 5. B. 5 to 10. Circa 10 to 15. D. 15 to 20. Question 6. A wideband oxygen sensor was first used on a Honda in what? Model year? A. 1992. Born 1996. Circa 2000. D. 2006. Question 7. A wideband oxygen sensor is capable of detecting the air-fuel mixture in the exhaust from what, rich, to what, lean? A. 12 to 1, and 15 to 1. B. 13 to 1, and 16.7 to 1. Circa 10 to 1, and 23 to 1. D. 8 to 1, and 18 to 1. Question 8. The oxygen sensor signal is used by the PCM to do what to the air-fuel mixture? A. Dampen. B. Fine-tune. C. Add air to. D. Add fuel to. Question 9. Which wideband oxygen sensor incorporates a pump cell? A. The single cell type. B. The dual cell type. C. Both A and B. D. Neither A nor B. Question 10. A wideband oxygen sensor has an internally damaged heater circuit. What could this cause? A. It may not set ADTC. B. Could cause the engine to run rich. C. Could cause the engine to operate in open loop only. D. The oxygen sensor will leak air into the exhaust manifold. End of chapter 78.